With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. On the heels of the announcement from Dean Foods, the biggest milk company in the United States, who recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, there's word from people who know a thing or two that the dairy industry does have reason for optimism. Former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is currently the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. He says it's not like people aren't eating dairy products.
94% of households in the U.S. have fluid milk in their refrigerators. Butter at a 50-year high consumption domestically. Cheese at a record high domestically. We've seen increases in exports since we began our next 5% plan, both in volume and in value. Value is up almost $1 billion more than it was just a couple of years ago. And I think it's reflected in the fact that prices are at the highest they've been in 5 years. So I think we're beginning to see some rebound for dairy farmers.
And on top of that, he says dairy exports are other reasons to expect better days ahead.
The long-term future is good for us, certainly on the export side. Japanese agreement, once that gets approved by the Japanese diet, which I expect to happen very soon. So, and if we can get USMCA ratified, then that not only preserves our number one market in Mexico, but also creates new opportunities in Canada. So, again, I'm optimistic.
Meanwhile, the Dairy Farmers of America says it's in advanced discussions on an acquisition of Dean Foods. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.